You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We tell you guys to tune in all the time. We like to tell you we're the pulse of all things Cleveland sports, Ohio State as well. But now we really want you to tune in because we have somebody, a legend in the football world, the college football world, national championship coach at Ohio State, twice at Florida, and now he's one of the best analysts in all of college football. Surprise, surprise, right? Who would have thunk it? Urban Meyer joins us right now on the Fan Hotline to talk about Ohio State and so much more in the world of football. How are you, Coach? Thank you for joining us this morning. And we are live, by the way, 7:22 here on a Thursday.
Sure,
yeah, we want to make sure.
Recording it. Yes.
Coach, welcome to the show. How are you?
Well, I'm glad you cleared that up, that it's live. And it's great to be with you guys. And I was just back in the land several weeks ago, played a Barrington golf course at a Folds of Honor event, and then went down to the Flats at another event for Folds of Honor. And, you know, every time I go back, I realize, you know, I'm so proud to be from Northeast Ohio and how beautiful it is, especially in the summer. You know, winter can bite you a little bit, but summer's fantastic.
Well, we always expect Ohio State coaches to be in Northeast Ohio. We always were kind of competitive with Columbus and Cincinnati in terms of high school football talent, but Northeast Ohio served you well, right, Coach?
I would actually get a little upset sometimes. I remember when I was at Florida and we played Ohio State in 06, and you know, I'm from Ashtabula, Ohio, and I've been to, someone counted one time, close to 1,000 high schools in my career recruiting, and I had it all, man. I had a great town, great coaches, great high school, a great family, and I am so blessed to grow up in Northeast Ohio. I still call it home. I wish I could get back more often, but I try to get back at least once a year.
In the new college football way that they do things, with the college football playoff, Coach, is it almost impossible to repeat as national champions where the teams are not as deep as they used to be? Everybody's gunning for Ohio State. Now you have a new quarterback. I mean, this is a very tall order for Julian Sain, Ryan Day, and the Buckeyes.
Yeah, one time I did a little study because, you know, we had in 09, after we won in 08, we had most everybody back. And then in 14, our 15 team might have been even better as far as talent. And I remember I went to visit the Chicago Cubs. Joe Madden just won the championship in 2016 in Major League Baseball. And we sat in his office, and he was a mess, you know, and I'm sitting there talking to him. And he said, "Do you realize how hard it is to repeat?" And he threw some stats at me, and I don't have those in front of me, but I don't want to say it's impossible, but it's really hard. Everybody's gunning for you. I got a lot of confidence. So the way the Ryan Day and the Buckeyes have recruited, I don't know if I've witnessed that in modern history. The talent, especially what Brian Hartline brings into that receiver room, it's one after the other. So to answer your question, it's a tall task, but I know who I'm pulling for.
Coach Urban Meyer joining us. Of course, Big Noon kickoff, and Ohio State's got a huge game to start out the season, and they have a new quarterback. Julian Sain is going to be the signal caller. What have you heard? What have you seen when it comes to him? Obviously committed to Alabama. When Nick Saban leaves the program, he decides to leave, and he comes to Ohio State. Is that a guy that can help Ohio State defend the national championship?
Yeah, the quarterback's best friend is the offensive line, and I'm hearing, you know, we lost four or five starters, but it's the deepest offensive line that they've had in years. And then obviously you got a Purdue transfer, the tight end, you got the best player in college football, and then on the other side you got Innes and you got Carnell Tate. So Julian Sain is, from the day he transferred, I started hearing about him. I stood next to him a couple of times. He's not real big, 6 foot, 6 foot one, but they say it's magic when it comes out of his hand. The ball comes out of his hand. He's got great accuracy. He's got great feel for the game, and he also can extend the play, which we know how important that is. So a lot of pressure on him, but the best thing that Julian Sain has is that group of players around him.
Boy, I thought, Coach, one of your strengths through the years at Florida and Ohio State, you knew there'd be attrition in the coaching room, and you saw that with Ryan Day losing coordinators. How difficult is that to be able to continue your message but do it with different coaches? Because people forget this. You're coaching the coaches from time to time.
Yeah, that drove me out of my mind, to be honest with you. We started losing every 2 years. I would lose, and I would mandate our coordinators stay for 2 years, but they all became head coaches. And so I started the co-coordinator routine, you know, where I would have a coordinator and a co-coordinator, and I would anticipate one would leave, and I'd try to get the next one ready, because at a place, you know, when you're doing well, you feel like you have the systems in place that you want. You don't want to have radical change. You want to keep it going. Now, you do want to improve. You know, when I hired Ryan Day, you know, we just had a great run, but I wanted to enhance our throw game, and he did that. But we didn't change. You know, it bothers me when I hear people say, well, it's Brian Hartline's offense or it's Chip Kelly's offense. No, no, no. It's Ohio State's offense. And same thing on defense. That's not Matt Patricia's defense. That's the Buckeye defense. And I would always mandate that throughout that. I know Ryan does the same thing. Coach Day does the same thing. That, you know, it's not some individual changing things. Now, they make it better. That's their job. But you don't need a big transition after you win a national championship.
How did you get guys at Florida and especially Ohio State with the Michigan game? How did you get guys from all over the country who might be being told by the third uncle and everybody who gets involved in their lives? What was it where you get them to take it personally, and they take everything personally, they end up hating Florida State and hating Miami and hating Michigan? How do you tap into that?
You know, that was something I experienced during the 10-year war with. I grew up in it, and I just was always mesmerized by, you know, I didn't say lack of respect, but certainly hatred. You know, I think that's the fine line that I love about the rivalry. The game is, yes, there's hatred, but deep down there's immense respect. At least there was. I think there still is now. That, you know, I talked about this the other day, that how do you show respect to a team? You work every day to beat that team. You give great respect to the players because you know they're great players, to the coaching staff and the fan base, the school, et cetera. And I, once again, dislike, you have to capitalize that and underline it, but respect, you have to also respect them. So We would brainwash the players. I don't think there's any other way to say that. We would have constant documentaries flowing through the facility every quarter of the year. For example, in the off season, we always had Wolverine Day and Beat the Team Up North Day. During spring practice, once a week, I would always have a Beat the Team Up North Day in practice, and it just never leaves you. And that's what, you know, you take kids from Texas, California, Florida, and I saw Jeremiah Smith on our podcast, the big triple option the other day, said the first day he walked in, he's wearing a blue shirt, and they made it clear you don't do that around here. And some people think that's funny. It's not. It's a way of life, and it better be.
Urban Meyer joining us right now. The coaching job that Ryan Day did last year, look, I'll be honest, totally hammered him after the Michigan loss. I could not believe they lost that game. And you were there. You saw it. And you saw everything that happened right after the game. It was a really rough scene. The coaching job that he did after that, because it's not like you ever had a chance to do that, like lose that type of game and then, oh, now we have a playoff to get ready for. What kind of job was that, and how amazing for him to be able to turn that into a national championship?
It was amazing. One of the great runs, if not the greatest run. But I actually talked to Coach Day several times after that, and I'm still close with so many people in that building that their credit also has to go to that group of older players they had. You know, you think back in the day that I never really got to coach a senior. You know, most seniors left for the NFL draft. You're always coaching freshmen, sophomores, and juniors. The difference between a freshman and a sophomore, especially at that age, and a senior.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, it's a child versus a grown man. You get to coach grown men in that locker room and have men-to-men, man-to-man conversations, which they had. I still can't wait to someday when the book comes out about what happened in that meeting because there was a decision made. And you can say the head coach, which he did a wonderful job. But that head coaches don't make decisions like that. That's a player-led decision. And we all witnessed it. And so the Wolverines had it the year before, a very veteran team. The Buckeyes followed suit last year with a very veteran team. And the one team of the Big Ten now this year that kind of has that is Penn State. So I'm anxious to see. There's a huge difference between coaching a room full of seniors and young players.
I saw you made some headlines discussing the punishment the NCAA handed down for the Wolverines. In the end, obviously, it's not the same old NCAA that you encountered or Jim Tressel encountered. Is this the way it needs to be going forward, or do you think they missed the mark?
Oh, I don't know. I think the NCAA, as I made the comment, as a enforcement arm, it's over. They started to lose it years ago when everything became litigated. So you would punish a team, and it started. I remember Tennessee was tampering or something, and the NCAA started to go down that road, and they were going to get sued. And every time they get sued, they lose. So I think college football, in that regard, so much of college football is great. In that regard, there is no legislative, there is no enforcement arm right now. There is really not. And they talk about this new college football commission. I don't think people realize that only has to do with NIL. That has nothing to do with whatever violations that occur. The biggest issue that I had with the Wolverines is the fact when I started, because I was the one guy that kept saying that I don't believe that, you know, I have a hard time believing the media right now because I'm not sure that's true because I've seen the media report wrong things over and over again that about so many people went to other games. You know, a guy dressed up as a coach of another program and watched the signals, and I started reading that. And then the most alarming thing, guys, was when they said that they did not follow rules in the facility. They rebuked, dismissed, and did not even listen to the compliance guys. You know, My understanding is the head coach never even met with the NCAA. He refused to. I don't know how that happens. You know, how do you meet? What do you mean you don't meet with the investigators and you just tell your staff not to meet with them? Those are the things that caught my eye that were like, wait a minute now. You know, how does it? I don't know if that's really ever happened.
Urban Meyer joining us on the show, 3-time national champ, College Football Hall of Famer, Triple Option podcast host with Mark Ingram and Rob Stone joining us right now on the Fan Hotline. As far as regulation goes, do you have a plan? Would you have a plan as far as regulation and NIL?
Yeah, there is set, and you know, I started reading about it when it all came to fruition. I still have no idea how you're going to put the guardrails, or the term you use, regulate it. I think the air is out of the balloon, and I really don't understand how you're going to do that. And the problem I have, college football is great. It's never been better product on the field. The fan support, I don't want to bash college football because it's never been better. It's just, I'm so old school about education, about life after football, about preparing these players for the next 40 years of their life so they can be great citizens, husbands and fathers and all the things that that's kind of what Ohio State has always stood for. And I'm not saying it doesn't now, but whenever you talk about college football now, it's who has the most donor money. And to me, that's, I don't know. I still, that doesn't sit right with me.
Coach, when we here in Cleveland are talking about quarterbacks, seems to always be on the mind. We have somebody in town that I drew a comparison to Tim Tebow about, and that was because of the fan base they brought with them that transcended football, and that's Shedeur Sanders. And not comparing the way they play, but what they come with. They have a brand. You know, Tim Tebow had a brand. Obviously, you coached Tim Tebow. What are you seeing with Shedeur Sanders? And do you think Shedeur Sanders has what it takes to be a starting NFL quarterback?
I loved watching him. We covered at Big Noon. We covered him. We were there for Deion's, I think, first three games, and he turned around a program that was a train wreck. And you don't do that without Shedeur Sanders. You know, I got to go behind the scenes and watch him, watch his coach, or his father and coach. And, you know, a lot of times we all get uncomfortable with maybe the flash and the posse and the watches, et cetera, et cetera. But I know what I saw. I saw a player that can get out of trouble, lead a team, has really all the skill set to be successful. He took just a god-awful program, and they turned it around. And so I think there's a lot of substance there. The issue that I remember Tim had, and a GM told me this one time, is that if you're a backup quarterback, and whether you bring it on yourself or it's just because Tim tried not to bring it on himself, it just happened. You know, as a backup quarterback, they don't want all the media attention on that one player. You know, all coaches want, you know, team, no distraction. So I'm not there in Cleveland. But if you're asking the question, can he do it? I don't think there's any doubt he can do it. You know, it all depends on what's around him. But if you're talking about a skill set, great leadership, a quality person that I really enjoyed watching, I'm a Shedeur Sanders fan.
You and Jim Harbaugh kind of made it Woody and Bo all over again with the rivalry, the 10-year war. I mean, you mentioned that you grew up in the 10-year war. Woody and Bo would often talk. Do you speak much to Jim Harbaugh now, or would you guys meet? Would you guys ever sit down?
You know, we always got along fine during our time. We didn't spend a lot of time together. I knew his brother and know his father, and so great respect for that family. But no, we don't. I don't think I think did a couple of Dick Vitale event here in Florida once. And
I love that. I would say, this is great.
That's great.
Great. Never talk to him. I love it. It's better. It's better that way. That, in our minds, Ohio State, I'm an alum. That's better that way. It's just perfect.
Okay. It makes it better.
Hey, Coach, I'm just started watching the Dallas Cowboy documentary, and I'm seeing Jimmy Johnson and how the players are talking about how much they absolutely hated him at times, and then obviously they end up becoming a dynasty, and then what are you going to say? But so much of what I am seeing with Jimmy Johnson, I know to a different extent because it was a generation later. I saw it with you in the way that you coached and walked around, you know, different campuses. There are different styles of leadership. Did you model anything after a coach like Jimmy Johnson and someone who, you know, you got a chance to coach in the NFL? He obviously coached in college in the NFL and did it at the highest levels.
Yeah, well, I grew up in the Woody Hayes, Bo Schembechler world, and that was what I knew. And I also grew up in a military family, and one of my greatest, and I still support our military. I tried to run it like special ops, like Navy SEALs and Army Rangers, and I wanted it to be the elite of the elite. And, you know, I tried to make everything so you had to make a commitment to be there. There's nothing worse to being part of something where there's half-ass commitment. And I just wanted to create an atmosphere where that was non-existent. And if you look back, I never really fired coaches, and I never really, you weren't allowed to kick players off the team. But what I tried to do is create an environment where, even in recruiting, you know, we were honest. Say this, you come to this school, you're expected to be the best of the very best. And we're going to hold you to that standard. If that doesn't fit your job description, there's a lot of places that, you know, just it's not that important. Ohio State, you're going to have 110,000 people in that stadium. There's an expectation to win. There's an expectation to win every game you play, beat your rival, be a good person, graduate from school. And we're going to hold you to that. If that doesn't fit who you are, what you want, then save us all a lot of time and go somewhere else. And those are conversations we had nonstop. And I wanted to try to get the team to the point where we used to call it the edge, and the edge is where average stops and the elite begins. Get them to that point where their mind and their body start to say, do I really want to do that? When you do that, you're going to find out what you got. And a lot of times, you're going to have greatness.
He hosts the Triple Option. He's on Fox Big Noon Kickoff. He's with Mark Ingram, Rob Stone. It's head coach Urban Meyer, three-time national champion, College Football Hall of Famer. Coach, thank you very much for the time. You've been gracious.
Cleveland, Ohio. Have a great day.
Thank you. Coach Urban Meyer on the Fan Hotline.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.